You're listening to SBS News.
More than 300,000 hectares of burnt land surround Sydney's main reservoir, Warragamba Dam. Is that debris that has authorities worried? Water New South Wales Systems Operation Manager Adrian Langdon says they've installed nets to catch fallen trees and protect drinking water.
We've got a number of water quality experts that are constantly monitoring where the water comes into the storage and at what depth.
Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Grace Leggy says eastern parts of New South Wales can expect up to 50 millimetres of rain late this week.
It is great to see any rainfall on these fire grounds, but unfortunately it does make it a bit more hazardous in those areas. Because of all the burnt area, there is the risk of localised flash flooding, just to the fact that there is not as much vegetation around those areas.
Torrents of water will sweep ash and debris into the catchment, but hydrologists such as Professor Ashish Sharma say water should still be drinkable.
So all of these impurities will be treated out before we actually see any water in our taps.
Water is much needed at the dam. Levels are down to 43%, which is the lowest level since 2004 during the Millennium Drought. The smaller pool of water means the effect of the contaminants is much greater. Authorities are worried algal blooms could form in the next few months if the fire ground receives the type of downpours needed to put out the blazes.
A lot of what we're concerned about after these bushfires, and especially if we get heavy downfalls, a lot of that sediment material from the areas will be washed into the storage. With that will come nutrients.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.